You Are What You Eat just got more prophetic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jack Seng, assistant professor in the Department of Pathology and Anatomical Sciences at the University at Buffalo, examines how the shape of your head might be determined by what goes into your mouth.
Tigers, pandas, and sea lions. What do these animals have in common? They all belong to the mammal group Carnivora. These carnivorans and their closest living relatives, there are about 300 species, are photogenic, some highly endangered, and all of them fascinating. Carnivorans can be herbivorous, like the panda, omnivorous, like the raccoon, or have an all-meat diet, like the cheetah. The long-running observation that carnivorous species with similar diets also share similar skull anatomy is considered evidence that skull shape and engineering can be explained mainly by their diet. We studied the skulls of 53 species that represented every living family and dietary adaptation known in the group, using 3D shape analysis to capture species differences from CAT scans. Next, we compared this shape information against 9 ecological factors, including diet, habitat, growth history, and size. We tested the idea that diet is the main predictor of skull shape. We found that skull shape is not only predicted by diet, but also by a species' age at maturity and the amount of rainfall in their environment. We used biting simulations to show that these factors also predict how well skulls function as food processing tools. This means, for carnivorans, you are what you eat, but so much more. We hope to build on this work by studying extinct species and other groups of mammals to see how widespread this phenomenon might be. The take-home message? The next time you feed your dog or cat, marvel at the wonderfully complex evolutionary processes that have shaped those powerful jaws.
That was Jack Seng of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.